This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Let them be ashamed which transgress.
Stop for a minute.
Without a cause. Thank you, DeAndre. He was saying that the video had stopped. Thank you. So what is he saying here? We won't be ashamed of God if we trust in Him. Who are you trusting? Are you trusting in the Lord? If you do, you will not be ashamed of Him. And then I love it what he says here. Let not my enemies triumph over me. One thing I want you to know, that when God is protecting you and taking care of you and comforting you, He is doing that for His name's sake. I love it what Psalms 23 says, for God's name's sake, He is going to take care of us. So as we trust in God, we won't be ashamed. And then as we wait on God, boy, that's the problem right there, I'm telling you. That's the tough place. Psalms 25, verse 3. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Sometimes the world will say, hey, you still waiting on God to do something for you. But what this scripture is telling us, it says, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. We're not going to be ashamed, because we know whom we believe. We trust in God and we know that He is going to work it out for our good and His glory. See, God has to get the glory. Once God gets the glory, everything will be all right. And then he says, let them be ashamed which transgress without a cause. So if they're transgressing, that is why they're going to be ashamed. They should be ashamed because they are transgressing the Word of God. Now, here's what Jesus said. I like to always go what Jesus said. Look at Mark chapter 8, verse 38. Mark chapter 8, verse 38. And it reads this way, whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed. Hey there, sorry we are back. We had some technical difficulties there, but we're going to pick it right back up. We are talking about, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Boy, I tell you, that's why the devil's having trouble with this message today. Romans chapter 1, verse 16, that DeAndre read earlier. It says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. You see, whenever we are committed, or whenever we are sold out, whenever we believe in Christ, we are not going to be ashamed. We are not going to disown Christ in this world. Matter of fact, the scripture we were just talking about, Mark chapter 8, verse 38, says this, whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed. For when he cometh in glory with the Father, with his holy angels. Here's what Jesus is saying. If you are ashamed of me, you're ashamed to tell people about me, that you believe in me, that means I'm going to be ashamed of you. Now think about being ashamed. How does that feel? That means you're ashamed.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.